Today's date is May 14th, 2026, and this is a briefing for Dan. We have six stories today. We'll explore Isomorphic Labs' $2.1 billion funding for AI-driven drug discovery in oncology, Blackstone's $250 million investment in Anagram Therapeutics for cystic fibrosis, and the promising Phase 1b trial of NP-137 for chemotherapy-resistant pancreatic cancer. Additionally, we'll discuss the emerging role of HIF-2-alpha inhibitors in oncology, Angelini Pharma's acquisition of Catalyst Pharmaceuticals, and new approaches in muscle-invasive bladder cancer treatment. Isomorphic's record-setting funding and AI-driven drug discovery potential. Isomorphic Labs recently garnered significant attention by securing an impressive $2.1 billion in Series B funding, representing a pivotal moment in the realm of AI-driven drug discovery, particularly within oncology. This funding round was led by Thrive Capital, with participation from Alphabet and GV, marking one of the largest investments in the field and underscoring robust investor confidence in AI technology's potential to transform the drug development landscape. Founded by Alphabet in 2021, Isomorphic Labs aims to leverage AI to optimize the drug discovery pipeline. Central to its mission is the ISODDE, Isomorphic Drug Discovery Engine Platform, which employs deep learning algorithms to predict molecular interactions and facilitate rapid candidate identification. This proprietary system utilizes extensive datasets, integrating existing drug profiles and genomic information to enhance the efficiency of candidate selection. This is particularly significant in oncology, where traditional drug development processes often involve lengthy and resource-intensive procedures. The $2.1 billion funding is earmarked for accelerating the development of Isomorphic's pipeline of oncology therapies. While specific therapeutic targets remain unconfirmed, sources indicate that Isomorphic is focusing on advancing AI-designed candidates intended for clinical trials. The infusion of capital positions the company to potentially accelerate timelines traditionally constrained by conventional methods. Isomorphic's ISODDE is designed for rapid iteration based on preclinical data, which may mitigate risks that typically stall drug development. In this context, understanding the technical groundwork of ISODDE could enhance investor trust. The platform streamlines candidate selection and reduces time in preclinical phases, aligning with a broader trend of utilizing AI applications in therapeutic development. The involvement of prominent investors like Thrive Capital and Alphabet is indicative of a larger bullish sentiment surrounding AI applications within the biopharma sector. Their participation not only brings substantial financial resources, but also strategic support that could facilitate smoother transitions from preclinical phases to clinical realization. Investors have notably reacted positively to the funding news. Their backing reflects an acknowledgement that AI technologies can potentially simplify drug discovery processes and considerably reduce the associated costs and timelines. Although recent developments seem optimistic, certain uncertainties persist. The scalability of Isomorphic's AI technology has yet to be fully validated in clinical settings, introducing questions regarding its efficacy in comparison to existing methodologies. While traditional drug discovery processes conduct extensive validation, Isomorphic must demonstrate that its AI-derived candidates can meet health regulations. The FDA's evolving guidelines on AI technologies further add layers of complexity. They emphasize the necessity for rigorous validation of AI-generated candidates during clinical trials. Regulatory hurdles can be a daunting barrier for startups, making successful navigation essential for Isomorphic to achieve its goals. Moreover, while Isomorphic's funding marks a milestone, it may also inadvertently increase competition among other biotech startups exploring similar AI-driven strategies. This influx of capital could catalyze innovation across the biotech sector, prompting competing firms to seek AI integration more aggressively. Analysts have noted a surge in investor confidence in AI-driven biotech, especially in light of current fundraising trends suggesting a possible resurgence. For instance, Recent data indicates that venture capital allocations in AI-focused biotech are rising, impacting the industry's trajectory positively. There are open questions regarding Isomorphic's specific oncology programs and how they will align with the company's proprietary technology. Gaining clarity on individual programs and their mechanisms of action will be valuable for stakeholders and investors. Additionally, knowing expected timelines for these initiatives is crucial for assessing potential impacts within the competitive oncology landscape in the coming years. Detailed insights into specific readouts or milestones connected with upcoming clinical trials would provide more substantial narratives for investors targeting risk and return profiles related to their commitments. In conclusion, Isomorphic Labs' substantial funding signifies a transformative shift towards AI-enhanced drug discovery in oncology. Backed by significant investors, the company is well-positioned to explore innovative solutions that could ultimately redefine how oncological therapies are developed. Nevertheless, the journey will not be free of challenges. Demonstrating the technology's scalability within healthcare settings and successfully navigating regulatory complexities will be vital. As the landscape continues to evolve, Isomorphic's path will be closely scrutinized for signals of progress or setbacks in the integration of AI in therapeutic development. As we keep an eye on how these dynamics unfold, it becomes increasingly important to monitor both opportunities and challenges that face Isomorphic Labs and similar biotech innovations in the emerging AI landscape. This funding round, besides highlighting investor confidence in AI technologies, may serve as a catalyst for even broader advancements in oncology drug development, potentially affecting the treatment landscape significantly. Blackstone's bold bet on Anagram. In a significant development within the biotech sector, Blackstone Life Sciences has made a compelling $250 million investment in Anagram Therapeutics, a company focused on addressing the unmet medical needs associated with pancreatic insufficiency, particularly in patients with cystic fibrosis CF. This investment, completed on May 7, 2026, underscores the financial sector's growing confidence in innovative therapeutic solutions and points to a notable shift toward tackling complex diseases that have traditionally been overlooked by venture capital. Anagram Therapeutics aims to develop its lead asset, ANG003, a novel therapy designed to reduce the pill burden that CF patients endure, a regimen that can amount to up to 40 pills per day. By streamlining this treatment plan to just 3 daily pills, Anagram hopes to substantially enhance patients' quality of life. This goal addresses a critical challenge in treatment adherence, which remains vital for managing chronic conditions like CF. The rationale behind Blackstone's investment aligns well with a broader trend emphasizing innovative drug makers targeting complex diseases. The firm's $250 million commitment indicates a shift in investor sentiment toward biotech solutions that promise tangible improvements in patient care. Analysts are increasingly noting heightened venture capital interest in companies like Anagram, especially as the biotech landscape continues to evolve favorably towards those offering novel therapies to long-standing medical challenges. This trend resonates strongly in the oncology domain, where competition is fierce, and advancements are urgently needed. Anagram's ANG003 aims to treat pancreatic insufficiency by targeting the biological mechanisms underlying how cystic fibrosis disrupts pancreatic function. Unlike existing enzyme replacement therapies that can be burdensome, ANG003 aspires to offer a more effective and user-friendly treatment alternative. The therapy is designed to simplify symptom management, potentially filling a crucial gap in existing treatment options. Despite the excitement surrounding ANG003, it is essential to underscore the uncertainty about its efficacy, which remains to be validated through ongoing clinical trials. As of now, the specifics of early trial results for ANG003 are not publicly detailed, adding a level of speculation about the investment. Industry analysts stress that the success of ANG003 will hinge on its Phase 2 evaluations, anticipated to clarify how the therapy performs relative to established treatment methods. Investors and stakeholders are particularly interested in the anticipated outcomes from these trials, especially given the current challenges in cystic fibrosis treatment that have led to many existing therapies falling short of expectations. Current treatments do not sufficiently address the diverse needs of CF patients, especially regarding daily medication adherence and quality of life improvements. The total addressable market for ANG003 expands when considering potential additional indications, such as pancreatic insufficiency associated with conditions like chronic pancreatitis. While a comprehensive market analysis is not yet available, understanding the full therapeutic potential of ANG003 could significantly influence investor perspectives and commitment levels, laying groundwork for further investment in this sector. The implications of Blackstone's investment transcend immediate capital allocation. They signal a substantial commitment to fostering innovative solutions that could reshape the treatment landscape for chronic conditions like cystic fibrosis. Such backing from a prominent investor not only strengthens Anagram's market position, but could also catalyze additional investments in other ventures pursuing similar therapeutic innovations. One notable aspect is Blackstone's recent closure of a record $6.3 billion life sciences fund, indicating a strategic intent to make bold investments in emergent biotech companies. This context raises pertinent questions regarding how ANG003 fits within Blackstone's broader investment strategy, especially concerning prior ventures focused on oncology. The firm has rapidly started activities focused on unique, unaddressed patient needs, and understanding these priorities could unveil patterns that define future investments. The healthcare community particularly awaits insights from forthcoming trial results, which will contribute to understanding ANG003's viability among the existing treatment landscape. The regulatory hurdles that Anagram may face, given the complexities surrounding cystic fibrosis, and the potential need for extensive clinical validation, also warrant careful consideration. Moreover, given the competitive landscape where established drugs have failed to fully meet patient needs, ANG003's success could set a precedent. If proven efficacious, it may lead to increased focus from investors on biotech solutions that tackle complex healthcare issues, sparking a broader movement within industry investment patterns. In conclusion, Blackstone's $250 million investment in Anagram Therapeutics represents a pivotal moment targeting unmet medical needs linked to pancreatic insufficiency. As developments unfold, both healthcare and investment sectors will closely monitor updates on ANG003's clinical journey and the potential for spillover effects across the broader biotech landscape, especially among initiatives aimed at chronic conditions. With increased investor confidence and a clear commitment to addressing serious health challenges, Anagram stands at the forefront of an evolving narrative in the biotech ecosystem, exploring NP137's potential in overcoming chemotherapy resistance. In a promising advance for pancreatic cancer treatment, researchers have reported significant findings from a Phase 1b clinical trial involving the Netrin-1 antibody, NP137. Combined with modified FOLFIRINOX chemotherapy. This study highlights a potential breakthrough for patients suffering from locally advanced pancreatic cancer, a malignancy notorious for its poor prognosis and high resistance to conventional therapies. The trial, conducted by Netrus Pharma and published in Nature on April 22, 2026, revealed that the combination therapy notably improved both progression-free survival, PFS, and overall survival. OS rates. Specifically, the trial demonstrated a 40% increase in PFS and a 30% improvement in OS compared to historical controls receiving standard FOLFIRINOX. These results are pivotal in the context of pancreatic cancer, where 5-year survival rates linger around a dismal 10%. Standard treatments like gemcitabine and FOLFIRINOX often fail due to the tumor's inherent resistance, making the introduction of NP137 a significant step forward in addressing this urgent clinical need. Key to this novel approach is the role of Netrin-1 in promoting epithelial mesenchymal transition, EMT, a critical mechanism that enhances cancer cell invasion and resistance to treatment. By inhibiting this pathway, NP-137 aims to resensitize pancreatic tumors to chemotherapy, thus countering a significant barrier to effective treatment. The results indicated not only statistical improvements in survival markers, but also offered mechanistic insights into how NP-137 effectively inhibits EMT. Dr. Full Name Needed, the lead principal investigator, emphasized that these findings pave the way for further research, noting that the blockade of Netrin-1 provides a novel strategy for targeting the underlying mechanisms of resistance in pancreatic cancer. This comment reflects a growing enthusiasm around targeting EMT, supported by more expansive studies that have explored pharmacological strategies to inhibit this process across various malignancies. The trial recruited a patient cohort comprising 40 individuals with locally advanced pancreatic lesions, highlighting a demographic that typically faces limited treatment options. The combination therapy demonstrated a statistically significant increase in both PFS and OS over historical data for those receiving standard FOLFIRINOX alone. The combination demonstrated a manageable side effect profile, with the majority of patients experiencing grade 1 or 2 adverse effects. The implications of this research extend beyond immediate clinical outcomes and hold potential for FDA approval. The positive trial results may encourage larger phase 3 trials that could definitively confirm NP-137's efficacy and safety. If validated in broader clinical settings, NP-137 could not only redefine treatment protocols for pancreatic cancer, but also increase interest in similar therapies targeting EMT. However, it's essential to acknowledge certain uncertainties intertwined with these findings. While the early stage trial showcases promising results, further investigations are essential to establish long-term efficacy and safety of NP-137 combined with chemotherapy. Questions remain regarding the demographics of the trial population and how these findings translate to broader patient cohorts, including variations in tumor biology and individual responses to treatment. Moreover, the validation of neoadjuvant as a reliable biomarker for treatment response remains crucial and is a point of ongoing research interest. In the context of current research trends, this study underscores the urgency for breakthrough innovations in treating pancreatic cancer. Similar studies targeting Netrin-1 have demonstrated promise in other oncological contexts, suggesting that this pathway could improve outcomes not just in pancreatic cancer, but in several malignancies characterized by EMT. With the push toward personalized medicine, the successful utilization of NP-137 could represent a significant shift in treatment paradigms. Competitive strategies targeting similar pathways are also emerging in the realm of cancer therapeutics, which raises questions about how NP-137's mechanism of action, particularly in patient populations resistant to current therapies, may affect its market positioning. Recent literature suggests a trend of investigational agents focusing on overcoming treatment-resistant tumors through novel mechanisms such as EMT inhibition, indicating a significant shift in how oncologists may approach treatment protocols. This research signals a shift toward a nuanced understanding of cancer treatment, emphasizing that targeting specific pathways could enhance the effectiveness of existing therapies. As more data become available, the oncological community is expected to closely monitor NP-137 and similar agents for their translational potential into viable treatment regimens. In conclusion, the early findings from the Phase 1b trial of NP-137 offer a significant advance in addressing the critical challenge of chemotherapy resistance in pancreatic cancer. The enhancement of both PFS and OS through the inhibition of EMT highlights the promise NP-137 holds for future therapeutic strategies. With further validation anticipated in larger trials, NP-137 may not only transform treatment options for pancreatic cancer patients, but also inspire a wave of innovation in oncology focused on overcoming similar resistance mechanisms. As researchers and investors navigate this dynamic landscape, developments around NP-137 will undoubtedly be a focal point of interest in the years to come. The emerging role of HIF-2 alpha inhibitors in oncology. Recent advancements in oncology have validated hypoxia-inducible factor 2 alpha, HIF-2 alpha, as a viable therapeutic target, marking a significant shift in treatment approaches for various cancer types, particularly renal cell carcinoma, RCC. Once considered undruggable, HIF-2 alpha is now the focus of multiple emerging therapies, primarily exemplified by the promising results of belzutifan, also known as PART-2977, a potent HIF-2 alpha inhibitor. This change is underscored by a pivotal review published in Nature Reviews Clinical Oncology on April 28, 2026, which discusses HIF-2 alpha's structural basis for druggability and its clinical implications. HIF-2 alpha plays a crucial role in the cellular response to hypoxia, regulating genes that influence oncogenesis. Its inhibition presents a novel approach for disrupting tumor growth, impacting angiogenesis and metabolic adaptation pathways. The review notably highlights significant progress with belzutifan in clinical trials, where it has demonstrated substantial activity in patients with advanced RCC, a population traditionally limited in effective treatment options. The review, authored by a team at the University of California, San Francisco, emphasizes that the validation of HIF-2 alpha as a therapeutic target comes alongside key challenges, particularly regarding safety profiles and the identification of predictive biomarkers for response. Concerns regarding hematological toxicities, particularly anemia, necessitate robust management strategies, presenting hurdles that could complicate the clinical application of these therapies. Investor interest in HIF-2 alpha inhibitors is rising, fueled by the potential to revolutionize treatment options for cancer patients who face inadequate therapeutic avenues. Reports indicate that biotechnology firms engaged in HIF-2 alpha research are likely to see increased funding and interest due to the therapeutic potential these inhibitors demonstrate. The trajectory of HIF-2 alpha inhibitors indicates a dynamic competition among biotech firms as they vie to bring their therapies to market. As developments unfold, the investment landscape is projected to evolve, prompting recalibration within the oncology sector. The review also suggests that combining HIF-2 alpha inhibitors with existing therapies may enhance efficacy, potentially overcoming resistance to treatment. An emphasis on innovative multifaceted strategies reflects the growing understanding of how diverse treatments might better address cancer's complexities. Moreover, exploring combination therapies could expand the therapeutic reach of HIF-2 alpha inhibitors, increasing the patient population that benefits from these novel treatments. Nevertheless, open questions remain. Specific mechanisms of resistance encountered in clinical trials of HIF-2 alpha inhibitors warrant further investigation. It is also essential to identify effective biomarkers that can lead to optimized patient stratification. HIF-2 alpha's historical context is crucial to understanding its current relevance. Initially deemed inaccessible due to its complex role in cellular responses to stress, recent literature, especially evidence stemming from belzutifan's efficacy, illustrates a transformative shift in perception of this target. As research progresses, institutions such as the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center and the Cleveland Clinic are investigating HIF-2 alpha inhibitors, contributing to a collaborative ecosystem of academia and industry that is creatively addressing patients' needs. Accompanying the promise of HIF-2 alpha inhibitors are considerable risks, particularly with associated toxicities, especially concerning anemia management. Literature highlights the necessity for effective strategies to mitigate these hematological side effects while maintaining attention on predictive biomarkers for patient-specific treatments. A noteworthy study published in the New England Journal of Medicine provides insight into anemia management for patients undergoing treatment with HIF-2 alpha inhibitors, offering strategies that emphasize the importance of tailored treatment plans based on individual patient profiles. This reflects ongoing efforts in the field to enhance the overall safety and efficacy of HIF-2 alpha targeted therapies. In summary, HIF-2 alpha inhibitors represent a transformative opportunity in oncology, evolving from a previously deemed unreachable target to showcasing significant clinical potential, particularly in RCC. The challenges associated with toxicity, efficacy, and biomarker discovery highlight the complexities of navigating this therapeutic avenue. Investors and stakeholders should closely monitor developments within this fast-evolving space, as understanding the nuances of HIF-2-alpha targeting and the implications for clinical application will be paramount for future strategies in both investment and treatment modalities. As the field matures, the ongoing discourse surrounding HIF-2-alpha inhibitors will be pivotal in directing research efforts aimed at addressing remaining questions and enhancing the broader therapeutic promise. This evolving narrative surrounding HIF-2-alpha inhibitors opens critical discussions around their clinical applications, investment landscapes, and the future of targeted cancer therapy, both for patients and the biotech industry advancing these essential innovations. Angelini's bold move in biotech, acquiring Catalyst Pharmaceuticals. Angelini Pharma has made a significant move in the biotech landscape, agreeing to acquire Catalyst Pharmaceuticals for $4.1 billion. This acquisition emphasizes the ongoing trend of consolidation in the biotech sector, particularly focusing on rare diseases and oncology indications. Angelini's strategy here aims to expand its footprint in the U.S. market and diversify its therapeutic offerings, a critical component in today's competitive landscape. The deal, finalized on May 7, 2026, involves Angelini paying $31.50 per share for Catalyst, equating to a 21% premium over Catalyst's closing price prior to the announcement on April 22. According to reports from Bloomberg and Stat, this premium not only reflects investor confidence in Catalyst's existing pipeline, but also signifies a strategic acquisition aligned with broader market trends emphasizing growth through targeted portfolio enhancement. Catalyst Pharmaceuticals is renowned for its focus on rare diseases, particularly with three approved drugs, including Firdapse, which is used to treat Lambert-Eaton myasthenic syndrome, LEMS. Firdapse has proven efficacy and opens the door for potential explorations into other oncology-related applications. According to the Stat report, this acquisition positions Angelini to bolster its therapeutic arsenal in areas with high unmet medical needs, thereby enhancing its competitiveness in the oncology market. In the context of financial implications, analysts highlight strong anticipations that the acquisition could enhance Angelini's revenue stream significantly. Bloomberg reports that the CEO of Angelini, Sergio Morello di Contagiani, has expressed confidence in the anticipated synergies from this merger. By adding Catalyst's approved products and its advancing pipeline to its portfolio, Angelini has a clearer pathway for growth and innovation. However, the integration of Catalyst's assets presents tangible challenges. Analysts have noted that post-acquisition integration could pose risks, particularly in maintaining the momentum of Catalyst's existing pipeline and ensuring the operational efficiency of its marketed products. A report from Bloomberg contextualizes this trend, showing that many firms are increasingly opting for established assets over developing new drugs from scratch, given the uncertainties tied to clinical developments. To further complicate matters, insights into Catalyst's pipeline reveal ongoing developments. Besides Firdapse, Catalyst is working on assets that include investigational therapies with mechanisms potentially valuable in both rare diseases and oncology spaces. However, specific details about timelines or the current status of clinical trials in these areas have not been fully confirmed, indicating a degree of uncertainty that may affect investor sentiment. The deal aligns with a broader industry trend of increasing M&A activity. According to Bain & Company, the global M&A report for 2026 identifies a surge in biopharma consolidation, driven by large companies seeking new revenue sources and robust portfolios. Angelini's acquisition of Catalyst is emblematic of this trend, underscoring the growing prioritization of rare diseases and niche oncological therapies in the current biotech landscape. Open questions surrounding this deal persist. Key concerns include specific integration challenges, how Angelini will prioritize Catalyst's existing projects post-acquisition, and what long-term revenue projections will ultimately be tied to Catalyst's product pipeline. Analyst forecasts surrounding revenue enhancement remain unclear, underscoring the need for close scrutiny as the integration unfolds. Though discussions about potential oncology applications for FIRDAPSE's mechanism have been hinted at, without concrete evidence at this moment, those claims should be viewed cautiously. The current understanding is that FIRDAPSE enhances neurotransmitter release at neuromuscular junctions. However, it lacks confirmation on how this property may translate to oncology contexts. And thus, any assertions in this regard should be approached carefully unless more evidence comes to light. In summary, Angelini Pharma's acquisition of Catalyst Pharmaceuticals not only illustrates a bold strategic move into the U.S. market, but also signifies a broader trend toward consolidation in the biotech space. This deal is anticipated to reflect robust investor confidence in the future of rare disease therapies and their potential role in cancer treatment. As the integration process unfolds, industry observers and investors will closely monitor both companies' market positions, particularly regarding their combined therapeutic breadth and agility in adapting to new opportunities. This acquisition by Angelini could indeed serve as a bellwether for subsequent transactions in the sector, signaling a heightened interest in leveraging established assets to meet the growing demands of patients suffering from rare diseases and oncological conditions. The implications of successful integration could extend well beyond Angelini and Catalyst, potentially shaping future M&A strategies across the biotechnology landscape. Paradigm shift in MIBC treatment. Recent clinical trials, particularly IndiBlade and SURE-02, indicate a significant shift in the treatment paradigm for muscle-invasive bladder cancer, MIBC. Traditionally, radical cystectomy has been the standard care for this aggressive disease, often associated with high morbidity rates and adverse impacts on patients' quality of life. However, emerging data suggests that systemic induction therapies may allow select patients to avoid invasive surgical interventions while achieving comparable or even superior outcomes. This transformative approach in MIBC management has critical implications for clinical practices and investment strategies. The IndiBlade trial, led by Dr. Matthew Galsky from Mount Sinai Hospital, examined the efficacy of combining ipilimumab and nivolumab to immune checkpoint inhibitors, followed by chemoradiotherapy. The trial reported an impressive 78% two-year bladder intact event-free survival, BIFs, indicating that systemic induction therapy can effectively guide patient management toward bladder preservation. Meanwhile, the SURE-02 trial, conducted by the Cleveland Clinic's Dr. James Black, reinforces the notion that targeted therapies can facilitate effective bladder preservation without compromising oncological outcomes. Both trials challenge the long-standing paradigm that radical surgery is mandatory for MIBC, providing compelling evidence that necessitates a reevaluation of treatment guidelines. Contextualizing these findings requires an understanding of the traditional treatment landscape. For decades, MIBC has been treated predominantly with radical cystectomy, an invasive surgical intervention that imposes significant lifestyle and health burdens. New insights into systemic therapies, particularly those combining chemotherapy with immunotherapy, have highlighted the potential for achieving clinical complete responses that could eliminate the need for radical surgery. The IndiBlade and SURE-02 trials offer robust data indicating that patients may no longer need to accept radical cystectomy as the only option, thereby potentially reshaping the standard of care in MIBC. The SURE-02 trial also underscores the potential of using circulating tumor DNA, ctDNA, as a predictive biomarker aimed at personalizing treatment protocols. The trial investigates the role of ctDNA in guiding treatment decisions, which could simplify patient management by indicating likely responders to systemic therapies. As the evidence grows regarding ctDNA's predictive capabilities, enhancing treatment stratification, this supports a transition toward less invasive, targeted approaches rather than a one-size-fits-all treatment model. The implications of these trials extend beyond clinical practice to influence investor interests in oncology biotechnology. As treatment paradigms evolve away from radical surgery, there will be considerable interest in biotech companies developing innovative systemic therapies. Companies focusing on immuno-oncology approaches or agents targeting molecular pathways pivotal to tumor resistance will likely attract substantial investment. Notably, immunotherapeutic options appear poised to capture market attention as clinical results unfold. Investors should pay particular attention to firms integrating predictive biomarkers into their clinical trials. The IndiBlade trial, among others, has highlighted ctDNA's role in informing long-term outcomes, positioning this biomarker as increasingly relevant in clinical settings. Thus, growing recognition of molecular diagnostics' importance to patient management may lead to novel avenues for investment as companies develop companion diagnostics alongside therapeutic agents. While the advances presented by both trials are compelling, it is essential to temper excitement with caution. Key unresolved questions remain, including what the long-term health outcomes will be for patients who choose bladder preservation over radical cystectomy. Future research is needed to clarify the impact of emerging patient selection criteria on the overall applicability of systemic therapy approaches. Additionally, the generalizability of ctDNA findings across diverse patient populations must be assessed to ensure comprehensive applicability in clinical practice. The broader context surrounding advancements in biomarker research and personalized medicine further underscores this generational shift in oncology. A multidimensional understanding of patient responses will increasingly incorporate biological markers, transitioning away from solely relying on imaging and histopathological findings toward a more sophisticated, personalized approach. In conclusion, the advances demonstrated by the IndiBlade and SURE-02 trials signify the urgent need for ongoing research and investment as the oncology landscape adapts to prioritize patient outcomes through systemic therapies. The prospect of safe bladder preservation through induction therapies challenges conventional surgical modalities, with the potential to improve the quality of life for many patients with MIBC. As this treatment paradigm evolves, rigorous follow-up studies will be essential in validating these findings and ensuring that adjustments to treatment protocols are safe and effective across diverse patient groups. A landscape of surgical oncology may soon shift, emphasizing not only survival rates, but also the significant role quality of life plays in patient-centered cancer care. As this research continues to evolve, it remains vital for both healthcare providers and investors to stay informed about these transformative findings. Recognizing the potential for systemic induction therapies to revolutionize the treatment of muscle-invasive bladder cancer. That is the briefing for today.